Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
When the Lights Went Out is the second main stage show at New York Stage and Film and Vassar College Powerhouse Theater. The show opens July 17th and runs through the 28th. On the night of the Northeast blackout of 2003, six New Yorkers connect through interwoven stories. In the darkness, two strangers fall in love during an epic walk across Manhattan. An older couple marooned in their apartment must finally grapple with their past, and a conflicted Iraqi immigrant trapped in an elevator chases memories of her lost son and her homeland through the shadows. It is a great pleasure to welcome Laura Innes, as well as the director of the show, Kate Wariski. Kate, thank you very much for being with us. Laura, a pleasure as well.
Thank you for having us.
So let us begin with you, Kate, of how you came to this production and what struck you about it.
Yeah, I was first given the script by Mo Jean, the playwright, and I read it. And as soon as I read it, I was really surprised at how beautiful it was. And I feel like with her writing, she has such an attention to detail and has a very gentle way of giving information about character. And there is something so quietly moving about the play that I was really struck by it. And then I brought it to Joanna Feltzer, who's the producer at New York Stage and Film, and asked her to give it a read and just see what she thought. And she too said, you know, she reads a lot of plays, of course. And she said that there was something that made her immediately fall in love with Mo Jean's play.
Do you think, I guess I'm curious about what you fell in love with, in the sense of these interwoven stories and ultimately what the story they tell together.
Yeah, For me, I fell in love with a few things. One of them being this idea of the night of that blackout and the sense of everything stopping and the way that we normally talk to each other stopped. So we didn't have cell phones, we didn't have internet, we had nothing but ourselves. And she captures the beauty of these characters going through a moment where they actually just have physical bodies. So that was quite beautiful. And I also think that in Mo Jean's writing, there is the characters are all searching for a kind of home or a sense of belonging. And the journey is really beautifully articulated. And each character has a different path towards making New York their home.
Laura, give us a sense of what struck you about the production and about the writing.
Yeah, you know, I was sent the play. I live in California, and I was approached about doing the play, and I also read it and was just captivated by it. I mean, it has this wonderful quality of being very theatrical and very moving and funny and larger than life, and at the same time extremely kind of delicate and sort of crystalline. And I think there's always something very wonderful about a movie or a play or a novel that takes place in a condensed amount of time. I mean, it's sort of the, you know, Midsummer Night's Dream or whatever, the kind of ethos of that place and that night. It affects everyone and affects all the behavior. I mean, the things that happen on that night could happen in no other way at no other time. And for my character, Diana, it's so necessary that, you know, the event of the relationship with her husband and the event of trying to grapple with that happens. They're just, both those characters need that, and they're kind of given that gift of, okay, we're going to go through this. So it's, I mean, she's a wonderfully talented new writer.
Kate, what are the challenges of directing a show with this kind of structure?
I would say a few of them. One of them is that she's written a play with multiple locations, and it really captures New York City. So we go into, cafes and streets and Times Square and various locations. And the sort of theatrical question is, how do you do that with efficiency so that we're not getting in the way of moving one set over another? So that is one challenge. And then the other challenge is to find the emotional journey of all three stories together so that the audience can actually go on a ride. Because in rehearsal, we've been breaking down each storyline and working just those three storylines. And we're now getting to the place of being able to combine the storylines and see how they speak to each other.
Given, that was obviously a massive event, but I think we can all relate to that feeling of having the lights go out, of having that, of something that we are used to being taken away from us, and that momentary and sometimes not so momentary feeling of helplessness and not knowing when you're going to return to some normalcy. And that universal feeling, I guess, drives it all in the play, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think what is particular to that event in 2003, I was in New York, and what was interesting is everyone thought that it was terrorism, that the initial impulse felt like, oh, God, it's going to be September 11th one more time. And then it wasn't. And when it wasn't, everyone had a great time, and there was such release and such joy in the street. And there was really, everyone decided to do more magical things. So people would light fires in Tompkins Square Park, or they would bring out their telescope, or they brought out their drums or their guitar. So there was so much life. And I think that the celebration was because we were actually okay. There was nothing, it was just an accident. It was a human accident. It wasn't an act of terror. And I think that celebration was for me, the thing that made the event unique.
And Laura, for you as an actress and looking at this, what are you trying to bring to the role? Because obviously so much of it has to do with the relationship.
Yeah, I mean, it is a deep examination of marriage and a deep examination of having a long history with someone and going through challenging events that you do in a marriage and in life. And so that's the complexity that is really compelling. Also, again, talking about the quality of the writing, that the writing is so, it's so solid and smart and carries you along that you just, I mean, as an actor, it's an incredible thing to be given this kind of role and have that kind of structure to work within. And I think I think what I hope to bring to it is that it is a very singular woman going through a very singular night in her life, that she does not sort of encompass stereotypes, that she is surprising, that she goes all over the map during the course of this one night. I mean, the character takes an incredible journey, and that's fairly rare, you know. And she's an older woman, but she has tremendous vitality. She has tremendous hunger for more life and more connection, and it's really a wonderful role. So hope to do it justice.
Absolutely. Kay, tell us a little bit about the rest of the cast and filling out what Laura just mentioned.
Yes. So playing her husband is Cotter Smith, who is a wonderful actor in New York. And then we have Russell Jones, who was in Ruined and is a great New York actor. Clifton Duncan, Lamise Isaac, and a young boy who plays the son, TJ Rossi from Arizona, and Mike Braun.
And Sheila Vant.
And Sheila Vant.
A wonderful cast. And the show is When the Lights Went Out. It is the second main stage production at New York Stage and Film and Vassar College at Powerhouse Theater. It runs July 17th through the 28th, and you can find out more information by going to powerhouse.vassar.edu. powerhouse.vassar.edu. Kate and Laura, I thank you very much for being with us. I wish you all the luck in the world, and I appreciate you spending time with us during a busy rehearsal time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Again, the name of the show is When the Lights Went Out. It runs July 17th through the 28th. You can find out more information at powerhouse.vassar.edu. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.